Well, there we are. We've made it. We're on to our number six show. We're going to try a little run at Felix the Kayaker. We've got, we had quite a weekend, actually, with the Fall Fair this year. Had a lot of fun, and the ski hill had the chairlift open. We took a run at that, too. So it's been quite a little get-together, and we're ready to do another show. We've pre-taped the show with Felix. He had to run off to another kayak adventure, and so we're just see if we get that there. Right. Okay. So let's give it a start up and see how we can make out here with our show. Okay, good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. We're on a special program tonight, our sixth edition. And my name is Thomas Tom Roper. And the program tonight is On the Ropes. And we are coming to you live from CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. We are also broadcasting in the Cassia Territory with the Gidimdam Clan and the home of the Wet'suwet'en. So tonight, I would like to introduce you to my special guest and friend, Felix Lalonde. We are going to find out a little bit about the hows and whys of his life. Hi, Felix. Welcome to the program, On the Ropes.
Hello, Tom. I'm very happy to get invited here on the air on the Smithers Radio. And yeah, I'm just very happy to be here. Thank you.
That sounds great, Felix. What I was going to do right now, Felix, is play this song, My Kayak and Me, by Brent Miller. It is a very cute song about this guy that's in love with his kayak. And so I thought it would kind of start the program off. So we'll fit that in, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. So we're going to move along.
I love my kayak. I hug it so tight. I keep it beside me all through the night. I blow up its airbags. I smooth its spray skirt. I watch out for rocks just so it won't get hurt. When I'm in my kayak, I'm in great company. I take care of it, it takes care of me. I take care of it, it takes care of me. My helmet is cracked, my life jacket shot. My paddle's in bad shape, I think it's dry rot. But my roof racks are padded, my tie downs are strong. Wherever I go, my kayak goes along. It's me and my kayak inseparably. I take care of it, it takes care of me. I take care of it, it takes care of me. When I'm in my kayak and drifting downstream, all of my troubles, they're only a dream. Got no bills to pay, got peace in my soul. When I'm on the river, then I'm on a roll. Roll on in my kayak, so wild and so free. I take care of it, it takes care of me. I take care of it, it takes care of me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a kayaker, and I know when I die, I'll find that big river up in the sky, where you run every rapid with just a boat scout. And once you put in, you don't have to take out. And my kayak will be there, I'll take it, you see. I take care of it, it takes care of me. I'll take care of it, it'll take care of me.
Well, that is a pretty interesting song by a guy called Brant N. Miller. He grew up in New York and was influenced by the folk traditions of Pete Seeger and Don McLean. After practicing forestry in Honduras, of all places, for 5 years with the Peace Corps, Brant moved to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue his musical career. He now lives on 5 acres outside of town with over 300 trees that they planted. So we'll get back to see what Felix has got to say about this situation. And I wanted to let you know that you and I met a couple of years ago while rafting on the Babine River. My wife Sarah and I were on a pretty good adventure with Len Vanderstar, and we were passing a very tight spot called Sphinxter 2 when several boats showed up. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I remember that moment. We were ourselves, me and my good friend Rocky, on a trip of our own, and we just zooming by Greasy Drop over there. That's where we first met you. And then we stayed there to fish quite a bit. So we gave you a good head start. And then when we got to Sphinxter, to your party, you were all portaging that job, carrying your stuff around.
Yeah.
Because you thought it couldn't go.
That's right.
And then we just looked at it for 2 minutes and be like, wait a minute. We can just paddle that thing. And we did. And I think then we proceed to paddle your own raft through.
You helped us get through there. We felt it was a bit too tight for us, and there was a log in the way there, which was a little bit sketchy, but it all came together. So, Felix, when we were meeting up with you guys, we got into a conversation with Rocky, your expediter, and he said you were heading down the Bulkley to Whitsett Canyon. And I said, well, we'll come down and watch the fiasco and take a few pictures. I really thought I was trying to discourage you from going. What did you guys get to that canyon spot?
Yeah, after our Babine trip, actually, we went up. Did we went straight after? I can't quite remember. But yeah, we paddled the Bulkley from upstream of Smithers all the way down to the Skeena.
Okay.
All the way down to a certain bridge on the Skeena. But yeah, we got to Whitsett Canyon over there. And we thought, what a beautiful rapid. So nice. So we looked at it for a bit and we all decided that we could just zoom through the center.
Right.
And which we did.
Right.
We sent two rafts down and I kayaked it. Very beautiful canyon, beautiful rapid. Nothing too extreme, I believe.
Right. Well, we seem to think it's fairly extreme in our little world of the Bulkley Valley, and that very few people go through that canyon. And at one time, someone did drown there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's been kind of a little bit of an icon, but you guys seem to go through it like there was no problem.
Actually, we had a little bit of problem. Rocky's raft got pinned on the left side wall at the end of the rapid and actually punctured his raft. And
right.
We had to camp just on the beach on River Wright, a little bit downstream, and repair the raft that afternoon. But nobody got hurt, and we all had a good time through the rapid.
Right. Well, Felix, now the Whitsett Canyon was a sort of a small part of your adventure that summer. You had decided that the Stikine Canyon would be next. And that canyon has always been considered unrunnable. Water classifications go from 1, lake water, to 5 rapids that could result in death. And some of the Stikine may even be 6. Is that canyon doable, Felix?
Dick.
So right at this moment, in talking with Felix, I just wanted to slip in another song to get us along the trail. And we picked up on Mark Perry's Go to the River. So I'm going to take a shot at that, see if we can listen to a little bit of music here.
Let's go to the river, we'll take a boat. Let's run with the current and we'll float downstream. Free to dream. Let's go to the river and let go. I got my problems, but I don't want to talk. Sometimes all I need is to go for a walk, and just the motion will make me feel good. Instead of trying to figure out all the things I have never understood, let's go to the river, we'll take a boat. Let's run with the current and we'll float downstream, free to dream. Let's go to the river and let go. Sometimes I come down here just to watch the water roll by. Some things are the way they are, and I don't wanna know why. And I just realized that's okay. Let's go to the river, we'll take a boat. Let's run with the current and we'll float downstream, free to dream. Let's go to the river and let go. Hey, let's go to the river and let go.
Well, there we have it. That's Mark Perry, the very local legend, Smithers legend. He's recorded 11 plus albums, all while working at the railway and raising a family. Mark has a very dedicated following in this northwest corner of Canada, where he's known as a storyteller of this time and place. Let's go to the rivers off Mark's album, Recollection. We actually got to catch Mark last Saturday night at the Fall Fair, and he put on a very energetic performance. Pretty hard to pick a favorite song, because there must be about 10 that are really strong ones. So now we'll continue on and bring Felix back and see if we can get a little more information out about his life, how he got started, and where he's going.
Grand Canyon of the Stikine up there on the Stikine River, just around Dees Lake. The canyon is in between Dees Lake and Telegraph Creek over there. And that canyon is mythical canyon, world famous canyon for its crazy water, beautiful scenery. The canyon is navigable, but only by very, very strongly skilled kayakers. Some raft descents have been done, but mainly only the best kayakers in the world go there and attempt the descent. It's very long, difficult, committing. So yeah, if you go in there, you really gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. To get out of there alive, it sounds extremely exciting. Well, Felix, I just wanted to jump back a little bit, and I wanted to ask you where you were born and how you kind of got into the kayak life.
I'm from Quebec.
Okay.
So Eastern Canada, the French part of Canada. So that's my first language, French here. Yeah, I grew up in Quebec with my parents, my brothers. Not really too much of an outdoorsy family at all, really.
We right.
Grew up normal childhood there in Quebec. I mean, we went camping a bit, you know, like any other family.
Right.
But I really got into outdoors when I finished high school and I went and studied adventure tourism.
Okay.
In Quebec to become an adventure guide, you know.
Right.
Adventure tourism guide. I didn't really think much about that program. I just didn't know what to do after high school, and I went like, well, why not?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I went
exactly.
There,
yeah.
Just wanting to have a good time, and turns out after that three-year program, all I've been doing since is just kayaking, working as a raft guide, and yeah, living from adventure tourism and making it my whole life in the end.
Right, right. Well, that sounds very interesting, Felix. Right at this moment, I'd like to slide in a song, a Quebec song, called Le Bon Gars by Richard Desjardins. He's kind of a very interesting singer, kind of a similar style to Leonard Cohen and Jacques Brel.
Quand je vois des bons gars, pas d'alcool, pas de tabac. Moi reste tranquille, moi paye mes billes, moi va prendre l'anglais, moi la prendre pour le vrai. Quand je vois des bons gars, pas d'alcool, pas de tabac. Moi mettre des bobettes, moi lire la gazette, moi checker les sports, moi compter les morts. M'a passé mon check-up, m'a va faire mon catch-up. On va voir ce qu'on va voir, m'a forcé en ciboire. Quand je vois les mongons, pas d'alcool, pas de tabac. Je vais avoir l'esprit d'équipe, impliqué tout de kit. M'a crampé en masse, m'a m'toyé une place. Quand je vois les mongons, m'a gravir les échelons, m'a comprendre mon patron, m'a faire semblant. Qui est intéressant. L'argent va rentrer, pas trop trop m'estader. Ma photo laminée, l'employé de l'année. Quand ouais, mon gars, m'en va les inviter, m'en va faire un party. Des sushis, des trempettes, amène-en, mon amette. Maman débouché une fois n'est pas coutume. Ah là, tout le monde va se mettre, tout le monde va se mettre à parler. BMW, CLSC, TP4, IBM, TPS, PME, OCQ, OLP, IGA. Puis moi, sur mon bord, m'a tombé dans le fort. À 11h15, m'a l'écrit c'est dehors, m'a sauté dans mon char, m'a descendre à Val d'Or. Bon, mais là, ça va faire, m'a descendre en enfer. M'a flobé ma paye, m'a les vendre des bouteilles, m'a roulé mon journal, m'a collé l'orignal, m'a viré sur le tapote, cadran, pote, capote. M'a trouvé mon nom tatoué sur son front. Elle va dire oh, enfin un bon gars. Abrazo, abrazo. Ma ouais, les bons gars. Pas d'alcool, pas de tabac. M'a resté tranquille. M'a payé mes billes. M'en va prendre l'anglais. M'a la prendre pour le vrai. Oh, sport, smart and blood. Ils vont m'aimer en érode, excellent citoyen, pas parfait, mais pas loin. M'ont manger du poisson, m'en va faire du ski de fond, m'ont m'acheter des records de Michel Rivard, m'en faire semblant que c'est intéressant. Quand ouais, les mon gars, pas d'alcool, pas de tabac.
So that was Richard Desjardins. One of Felix's request. The song is called Le Bon Gars, and it's kind of a little catchy tune. The song was written in 1990, and it was off of Richard's album Tu M'aimes Tu, which propelled him to the forefront of Quebec music scene. He was born in 1948 in the mining town of Noranda in northern Quebec. And that area helped to create his activism for Quebec independence and develop his defense of the poor. His music reflected these situations and made him into a kind of a controversial figure. So we'll continue along with our discussion with Felix Lalonde, kayaker extraordinaire. Let's see how things are going here.
So Felix, we did not see you again until last summer when you and Rocky returned to the valley for the now famous to me Chesley Inkling Taku River trip to Juneau. There were some very memorable moments on that trip that I will never forget, Felix. What stood out for you on that first time exploratory adventure?
Well, the Chesley River was just incredible to me as well. Like, first, it was the farther up north I've ever been.
Yes.
So that was quite nice as well. I think this whole trip, the whole experience of going out there in the mountain with all of our equipment, very remote. We had to access the entrance of the river with a helicopter. And just being out there in the mountains in northern BC, almost into Yukon, was just incredible.
It was.
So much wildlife, so much nature. You're just out there. And to start on that tiny creek that was the Chesley, barely any water, wondering, where is this really going to take us? All the way down to the massive Taku River floating into the Pacific Ocean over there was just
it's pretty amazing.
Some of the craziest views I've ever seen, like the Taku glaciers over there, twin glaciers.
Right.
It's just
it was pretty
so
spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing that I remember quite well is when we got to Inkling Canyon, and at that point, you guys set out the drone, and that was able to go around the corner and film, and you were able to watch it on the computer and have an idea of what side of the river was safest for us to get through. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely that corner over there. The whole trip, is not too challenging whitewater wise, but that specific spot there was quite a big rapid, actually.
Yeah.
Especially since we had that little dog there on the rapid.
yeah, that was pretty funny.
But yeah, definitely a drone. I bought a drone actually to be able to scout, to look at some corners of the rivers I travel to. That, like, a lot of the time I go to rivers I've never been, or nobody's ever been that I know. So if we get into challenging rapids, we cannot see the end of it. Technology nowadays is incredible. I can just fly up my drone, see around the bend. Oh, it's doable on this side, not so much on the other side, and it makes the whole thing much safer.
It really, really did. I felt very comfortable going around that, through that rapid. We figured it was at least a class 4.
Oh, yeah.
And, but the interesting thing, when we got around that corner and then we came along to a log that was the exact width of the river and blocked us off, and we had to pick up these rafts and get them over that log. That was kind of a really sort of a fun but a challenging moment.
Yeah, it was a little stressful, actually, because that's not the kind of thing you would expect on a river this size.
No.
At that point, we were already on the Inkling River, which is quite wide, like 100 meter wide almost. And to encounter like a 100 meter long pine tree, massive tree, blocking the whole width of the river. Yeah, very surprising.
Very surprising.
Without really any place to stop just before, we had to stop an emergency. That was quite exciting.
Right. Felix, right now I'd like to slip in the song that we have a couple of really local icon singer-songwriters in Smithers. And one of our leaders is Mark Perry. And he's got some pretty fantastic songs. And the one I've got picked out is called Let's Go to the River. And it just makes you feel like you want to get in the kayak and go paddling, you know.
So it looks like I had got Mark Perry ahead of this particular spot. We're going to slip in a song. And we've had to make a little switch there. And the song that we've got chose now is called Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And my wife and I thought it was quite a fun song, because during the trip we had a lot of morning mist and kind of cool kayaking time. And our guide on the raft we were on was Rocky Contos, and he would start singing this song just as the sun was coming up. So we'll take a run at that and see how it sounds in here. Yeah, that was a pretty cool song. It's hard to believe, but the Beatles put these songs together. They only recorded for a little over 7 years, from 1962 to 1970. This song was written by George Harrison. The Beatles released 13 albums, and when they arrived in the USA in 1964, they performed before 73 million fans on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's a little bit hard to believe how popular they were. But for the song, for the sun, when it was a little chilly on the river, it was always a great song to sing and kind of promote the sun to rise. So at this moment, we are coming to about halfway on the program. I just wanted to remind everyone that this is Thomas Tom Roper, and we're broadcasting on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. I'll take a moment to thank our sponsors. We are very fortunate to have businesses within the community that are helping to support community radio. And I'd like to have a shout out to one of our newest sponsors, Ranch House Tattoo. And we've also been covering the sponsorship with Accounting on Broadway and Classic Sanitary. And we have another new sponsor, Phoenix Self-Care Studio. So I'll just give a shout out to those sponsors. Just appreciate their support. So we're going to pick up again where we left off with our kayaker, Felix, get a little bit more information about what he's been doing. And let's see how we can pick that up right there.
We'll set that off, and at this point I just wanted to make a station sort of announcement that this is Thomas Tom Roper, and I'm broadcasting on CICK Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. We also would like to put a thank you to our sponsors. We've got Ranch House Tattoo, Accounting on Broadway, Classic Stationery, and we've just taken on a new client, Phoenix Self-Care Studio. So we'll just have a little shout-out to them and see how it's all going. So, Felix, talking to you this week, it seems that you had an incredible year in the winter of 23 and the spring-summer of 24. Can you give me a little rundown on some of those places that you were able to see and paddle?
Yeah, this past year has been quite incredible time for me. Last year I was in British Columbia for the whole summer, did a bunch of trips up north on the Stikine River, the Taku River, and then when it got too cold, I was like, well, I'm leaving this place.
Right.
So I just went to a much warmer place. Right after that, I went to Colombia.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to Colombia for a whole month. Never been there before, but I wanted to explore the rivers of Colombia.
Right.
Amazing trip with some friends I worked with in Whistler over the summer.
Right.
Some raft guys. We just plan a trip at the end of the year, go kayaking, wherever. Sounds really cool.
What about the rebels there? Did you not feel you might get shot?
No, Colombia's actually pretty safe.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's some part of Colombia you don't really want to go to. There's a river in the east of the country by the border with Venezuela.
Right.
That we wanted to go, but everybody advised us against.
Probably a good idea.
But still around the San Gil area, there's the Suarez River over there that is just incredible. We got to paddle this whole river. So just like on the Chesley, we just started on a tiny creek, bunch of waterfalls, massive slides, and flow a lot farther downstream where all the other rivers come in and become right. a massive river. It was like floating in the ocean on a massive storm. You know?
Right, right.
And again, like we went there with some friends. Nobody's ever been there, so we're just making our way down, guiding ourselves.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Which makes it quite exciting.
Yeah. Now, you also had a chance to go to Africa.
Yeah, after Colombia, I went to the Zambezi River.
Right.
Zambia. You ever heard of Victoria Falls?
I actually have heard of Victoria Falls.
Yeah, so it's one of the seven wonders of the world.
Right, right.
Incredible waterfall there on the Zambezi River. And so I stayed 2 months in Zambia. I just couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Paddling the Zambezi River every single day. We just walk at the bottom of the waterfall, enter the river there, and paddle about 35, 55 kilometers of river every day. And just some of the best whitewater in the world over there. It's incredible.
Wow.
Massive, massive rapids, warm water. So nice to be out there.
Well, what about there is some hazards? Is there not? Like, I heard that there are hippos that would like to eat the kayak.
Yes, definitely. The whitewater is not the scariest part of the Zambezi River over there.
Right.
You got hippos, crocodiles. Even if you camp on the shores, you got to watch out for elephants. They could just trample you over the night.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's quite extreme. I never had any incident with crocodiles myself, but I know people who've been attacked or... Yeah, and also with Rocky, we do some rafting trips up there on the Zambezi River, and the big rafts, you know, they're about the size of a hippo.
Yeah.
And when you float down the river over there, they look at you and they think, oh, I don't know this hippo,
yeah.
and I don't want him on my territory.
Right.
So sometimes
right.
they just go after the rafts, and yeah, it can be quite terrifying.
I can imagine that'd be crazy. Felix, I'm going to put a song in that we've both liked. It's called Mi Morena Rebelde by Esibio y su Banjo. It's a Peruvian music at its finest. Can you just translate? So we've, Felix had a chance to paddle in Peru, and he... picked up a little bit of music there. The interesting thing was that his Quebec French made it fairly easy for him to pick up Spanish, and he liked some of the music from there. So let's play this song and see what you think of it, and we'll keep moving through our interview.
Vacilarse con Eusebio y su banjo.
Ahora voy con mi morena a bailar mi linda cumbia y todos a vacilarse con Eusebio y su banjo. Mi cholita, baila, baila con Eusebio y su banjo.
Baila, baila, morenita, goza, goza, mi cholita. Baila, baila con Eusebio y su banjo.
Este es el nuevo sonido, Eusebio y su banjo. Vamos, vamos, mi negrita, caminito a tu casa. Nos quedamos un ratito pa' seguirnos vacilando.
Vamos, vamos, mi negrita, caminito a tu casa. Nos quedamos un ratito pa' seguirnos vacilando.
Pero qué rico vacilón.
So I couldn't find too much information on that group, the group being Isbio y Subanjo, but the song, Mia Morena Rebelde, was performed in 1978. This Peruvian musical group performs Latin music in the cumbia garacha style. Well, it's quite interesting. And so we're going to carry on and see if we can get a little more information from Felix Lalonde, kayaker extraordinaire. Pick that story up. And
the feeling of that tune, Felix, do you remember that? It's just the South African, or pardon me, South American music gives you that sort of rhythm that you can't get out of.
This style of music, cumbia over there, is just, I love it so much.
Yeah.
The whole South American culture, the vibe over there is just so lighthearted, you know, it just makes you want to, you feel free, you feel like you could do anything, you feel like you could go anywhere.
You feel you could dance.
You feel you want to dance.
Exactly. So, Felix, with all these world adventures in your life, I am wondering why you like to come back to the Smithers area. This is your third season here, and you certainly, and we certainly enjoy your company. Maybe you're enjoying the Buckley Valley lifestyle and thinking about settling down, Felix?
Well, you see, as I've been saying, nowadays I travel a whole lot. This past few years I've been traveling around the world without really ever stopping. I used to have a base in Quebec over there, but not really anymore. I just travel nonstop, and when I get, like, I've seen so many places, and none of them really, I'm like, oh, I could live here. Mm-hmm. But when I get to Smithers, I'm like, wow, this place is so nice. You can just relax. You can go mountain biking. You can go kayaking. You can go skiing. You can just relax by the river. You can. And you have access to so many river trips right there. It's just a place. I get here, I feel good.
Yeah, that's really...
people are so nice.
It's pretty nice to have that feeling. It really is, to feel good. Like, you've gone, you've seen some amazing places, and they are very amazing. There's no doubt about that. But this, there's something here that just makes you feel like you're comfortable, you know?
And Smithers is so... like, the area is so big, you see the mountains, you can see so far. As soon as you get up there on the mountain, you get to the alpine really fast, you get the incredible views, and it just feels so calm, you know. I don't know, I haven't been in a lot of places where I could be like, this could be home, and I'd be happy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, Felix, I want to get this other song in as we're getting near the end of our program a little bit, and this is my other icon of the valley, Jenny Lester. And these songs are, of course, related to the water, and hers is called The River, Mother Nature and Me. And it's a little bit folky, but when you listen to it, it kind of makes you feel good. There's something about it, thinking about the water, you know? So
what brings us to our getting close to the end song of our session. And I always want to include Jenny Lester in any opportunity that I have. So let's give a shot at this song here. It's one of my favorites. And Jenny being, I would say, along the bluegrass line, it gives its own style.
There's a place in the north where you still see the moonshine when the morning sun is high. It's a place Mother Nature takes all her children, none are more willing than I. Sitting on rocks down by the river, feeling the powers that be. You can howl at the moon, wade the deep water. There's no place that I'd rather be. Just the river, Mother Nature and me. If you listen at that time, you'll hear lulls me to sleep. If I'm awake in the city, I'll dream of the river. It's a feeling that I long to keep. City. If your heart needs healing, go down to the river and quietly sit on the shore. You'll feel her run through you to mend and renew you. You'll feel life like never.
You gotta love that lady. She's got a beautiful voice. And that song was written and produced by Jenny off of her album, Friends Like You. She was born and raised in the Bulkley Valley and has gone on to take her music around the world, actually. But right now she's down in the Vancouver Island area and putting on some very good shows down there along with some of her training. So we're going to carry on and get just a little bit more information off Felix of what his plans might be in the future and see if we can just work ourselves to the end of this show. Let's bring Felix back here now. Right there.
So we'll get that going, and then I would have to say, Felix, you're a very fortunate guy to be able to live this nomadic life and kayaking these incredible rivers of the world. How do you think that happened to you? Like, how come you're so fortunate?
Well, definitely I've had a whole lot of good luck on my side, but also I think it's a lot of perseverance, you know, and determination. Like, when I was younger, I started studying adventure tourism, and what I really wanted to do is to see the whole world, you know. I want to see it all. I want to meet all the people. I want to experience all kind of cultures. I just want to see the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started kayaking, and then I figured, wait a minute, this could be it. This could be the best way for me to see the whole world. You can travel down rivers for hundreds of kilometers. And, you know, I travel a lot, and I travel a lot by myself. But if you go kayaking somewhere, you're never going to be by yourself. You
No.
meet so many people.
Yeah.
Like this winter, I spent 3 months in South America, and I never went to a hostel. I never camped by myself.
Yeah.
I just go kayaking, meet kayakers, right. And they're like, oh, well, just come to my house.
Yes, yes, it's amazing.
This is, yeah, I'm so lucky to be able to experience that. And, yeah, I just thought kayaking is the way. Like, if your goal is to paddle every river in the world, well, you're very likely to meet everybody in the
right.
world. And,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and as you're doing this, Felix, I see the opportunity that you can give back by, you know, teaching people, helping people. There's especially in the third world countries, there's not the same opportunity as we have in Canada. We're very fortunate. But then you can bring your kayaking experience to other people. Do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the world giving me so much, I want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kayaking or rafting or just being on the river is a good opportunity for some people, for example, in Colombia, in Peru, to get out
mm-hmm.
and explore the world. And it just brings them so many opportunities. I have a friend, Julio Vaca. He grew up on the shores of the Apurimac River in Peru. Not speaking Spanish, English, French, he just speak Quechua. He grew up growing potatoes and just eating potatoes by the Apurimac River.
Right.
And he saw some kayakers going down the river, and he was like, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
So he just got to start talking to them and just went kayaking.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And nowadays, Julio is one of the best raft guides in the world. He's guided all over the place, all over the world. He speaks like 5 languages and just kayaking and the will to go kayaking
yes.
just brought him a better life, you know?
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And I think when I go to Zambia, for example, we work with a lot of locals over there on to go to the Zambezi River, and they all want to learn how to kayak.
Yeah.
Because if you learn how to kayak, then you can learn how to raft guide. And if you learn how to raft guide, then you can make more money and you
right.
can just bring a better life to your family over there. So, like, it's every time I go there, I try and, well, first, we try and teach people how to
right.
kayak
right.
a bit everywhere, but also a big challenge is the access to equipment.
Yes.
So every time, when I was younger and I was like, oh, I'm trying to sell my equipment at the end of a season. Now I just go to Colombia. I'm like, okay, all of this equipment, life jacket, helmet, paddle, I've used them a lot. Just give them to people.
Right, you know? Right. Give them an opportunity
to
get
that,
something
that
else.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that. So, Felix, we're closing down on our program. I wanted to play the last song. I kind of heard this song with you on the Taku, singing it periodically. And I think it's a great sort of, reflection of your life a little bit. And as the kayaker extraordinaire. So the song is Don't Worry,
be happy. It's kind of a fun song.
Yeah, definitely. If you travel a lot, you're going to encounter a bunch of worrisome situation. And I figured the more you worry, the more problems you make. So yeah. Just relax, go with the flow.
Exactly. Follow the river. So we'll pick up this, our final song. This song was actually written by Bobby McFerrin. You might have heard other people singing it, but it's kind of a cute little song.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there.
So that song was written in 1988, and it became a worldwide smash hit. Took home 4 Grammys for Bobby Farron. Bobby was born in New York City in 1950 to a very successful musical family. He was trained in classical piano and clarinet at a very early age. His 4 children have also chosen music as their vocation in life. So that concludes our musical portion of our show. Let's see if Felix has got any last words to say. We'll pick that up. Well, it looks like we could be coming to the end of that our recorded tape. So I would like to finish off with my with our conclusion. I want to thank Felix very much for doing the show. And of course, I've got to thank out to my wife for her technical support and musical research. And I also need to thank, again, Faith Fair, the CICK intern, for her continual support, keeping me on the right track. And I need to throw a thank out to Spotify for providing the songs and a little bio on each one of the artists. We're looking forward to our next show coming up Monday, September the 9th at 6 p.m. CICK Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. You can always listen live or tune in on your computer, smithersradio.com. Click on Schedule and scroll down to On the Ropes for the archived version. Thanks for listening. This is Thomas Tom Roper, and hope we can see you on the flip side.